Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Dave Anderson's here. Dave's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now 13 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's the president of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead organization. He's the author of so many books. I had to use a wheelbarrow to bring him to the studio. It's Not Rocket Science is the, I think that may be the new one. I like this one. If you don't make waves, you'll drown. One of my favorites. And he's our good friend, Dave Anderson. Welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you, Jim. How are you?
Great. Is that the new one? It's Not Rocket Science?
Yeah, that's the latest one.
Yeah. It's Not Rocket Science. A new one coming out this fall.
Yep, there will be a new one coming out September 25th called Unstoppable.
And you will be launching it on my show, right?
Oh, that's our tradition, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right. One of the things that we've talked about earlier on the show, Dave, with another guest, what do you think a leader is? What are the traits of a leader? And we talked about courage. We talked about authenticity. We talked about character. And one of the things that I said was something that people often don't mention, and that is, do they spawn other leaders? Consciously, intentionally, it's their plan, it's their not a means to an end, but a way of life for them to spawn other leaders. To me, that's a big one. What do you think?
Well, it is a big one. And even in a small company, you know, people may think, well, I only have so many positions, you know, for leadership positions to promote people into or to offer. But it's not just that. You know, leadership is not just about titles.
It's not a title.
No, in fact, leadership is performance, not position.
That's
so,
right.
You know, it's empowering people. It's training people. It's trusting them, and it's giving them more responsibilities.
Helping them take ownership.
Absolutely. That's really what leadership is about. I don't care if you're out there, you know, if you're in a car dealership and you're the guy washing cars, hey, you want that one to think and act like a leader. You want him to take ownership that, hey, this wash bay, It's going to be, you know, we're going to get work done on time. We're going to do great work. We're going to make customers say, wow. People that walk in here are going to go the extra mile. And so, yeah, absolutely. If you don't do that, you know, you end up attracting someone who doesn't have those aspirations, or keeping someone who doesn't have those aspirations. And often, you know, sometimes they're a good little soldier, but you want people who want to grow and who want to contribute at a higher level. But you've got to create those conditions.
Well, as I've said many times before, when someone comes to work for me, we show them their job. Most of the jobs are jobs that I founded, I created,
right?
And did the first time for several years, and you know about that, and
sure.
And so I tell them, I say, okay, this is your assignment, and within this scope of work, you own this. This belongs to you. And to the degree that I'm contribute to you, that you have to get certain things from me to finish your work, to that degree, I work for you.
No, that's good.
I tell them that.
Right. No, that's good. You know, some people get it the wrong way, though. They say, well, you know, I empower my people, but they still won't make any decisions. Or, you know, I give them leeway, but they still don't, you know, take that initiative or ever bring me any ideas or whatever. And sometimes the one time they did, you shot it down so fast you didn't even think about it. And so, okay, you shot down the one idea that wasn't so great without even considering it or thanking them for bringing it to you. So now you're going to miss the one that's worth $1 million.
Well, or if they make a mistake, if they mess up, you know, you have to learn how to use what I call the four most powerful words in management. What did we learn?
Yeah, no.
You got to do that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know what, that's how we learn. You know, you have to be able to use if you want to look at it as failure, something that doesn't turn out the way that you like, is feedback, you know, not as failure. And so if it's feedback, you're learning from it. And if you can ask that question and provoke that answer and create that clarity in their mind, then they're ready to take another shot, you know.
But if you zap them, it's going to be Pavlov's dog all over again, right? If it touches them and they electrocute them, they're not going to go back there.
Oh, and I've seen managers just destroy people at meetings that come up with an idea, and they'll say, hey, come on, guys, I'm open to this. Give me an idea. What do you think we should do? And someone will raise their hand, and they'll give them an idea. And in front of everybody, they said, no, you missed the point. I was looking for good ideas. That's a terrible idea. You know, and so no one else ever speaks up.
Well, that's the difference in a leader and a driver then. That person was a driver. Hey, Dave, I need your website, please.
LearnToLead.com. LearnToLead.com, just like it sounds.
Check it out, folks. Dave Anderson and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Chasing down a hoodoo there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.